with SRN News. I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson is very concerned about this week's International Criminal Court arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson says the U.S. needs to take a firm stand against this action.
We need President Biden and Chuck Schumer in the Senate to stand up right now and declare that this arrest warrant cannot be acted upon. We have legislation that is pending there, bipartisan legislation, to counteract this. And so far, Chuck Schumer has not put that legislation on the floor. They need to pass that. The president needs to get out on his international platform and say, enough is enough, and we will not stand for this.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend, and also at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, foreign policy expert and former U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says he expects President-elect Donald Trump to use a negotiated settlement to end the war in Ukraine. Bob Agnew has more.
Talent says Donald Trump wrote the art of the deal, so when it comes to ending the war in Ukraine, it's
classic carrots and sticks to him.
And he says Trump knows Vladimir Putin may be ready to make a deal after nearly 3 years of war.
This has been a strategic loss for Putin.
But will the president manage to convince Putin to cut his losses and restore peace?
I don't know, but the Trump administration was pretty good at that sort of thing in the first term.
Former Senator Jim Talent spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Health officials confirming bird flu in a California child, the first reported case in a U.S. minor. This brings the reported number of U.S. bird flu cases this year to 55. Stocks remain higher. The Dow is up 381 points. The NASDAQ composite up a dozen. This is SRN News. In the final part of our series on Dr. Erwin Lutzer's new book, The Eclipse of God, the pastor emeritus of Moody Church in Chicago zeroes in on the need for Christians to be equipped with biblical answers to deal with challenges in our modern culture. A good example, Lutzer contends, is the nationwide battle over illegal immigration.
You know, you look at the Bible, God is very interested in borders. He told Abraham, you have this land and here's the border here. So to say, as Marxists do, that we should not have any borders, anybody can live wherever they want, long term, this cannot be sustained. And even cities like Chicago, where I live, are beginning to understand that what they have been teaching and the beliefs that they have had are unsustainable.
In his newest book, The Eclipse of God, Dr. Lutzer adds that returning to biblical truth and the Word of God is the best way to bring light to America's culture of darkness. This is SRN News. Alabama has carried out the third execution of a condemned inmate using nitrogen gas.
Kerry Dale Grayson was put to death by nitrogen gas Thursday in Alabama. He was one of four teenagers who killed 37-year-old hitchhiker Vicky DeBlue in 1994. But Grayson was the only defendant given a death sentence because he was 19 at the time. Alabama Corrections Commissioner John Q. Hamm.
Curtain opened about 6:06. He was pronounced deceased at 6:33.
DeBlue's daughter, Jody Hale, was 12 years old when her mother was murdered.
I don't know what it is like to have a mother ongoing through life, graduation, marriage, children.
I'm Donna Water.
Oil company Phillips 66 federally indicted in connection with alleged violations of the Clean Water Act in California. The company accused of discharging hundreds of thousands of gallons of industrial wastewater containing excessive amounts of oil and grease. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.